One study estimates that a fourth of all adult children are providing personal care or financial assistance to a parent. 1 in 4. While that statistic is surprisingly high, if you're caring for a parent, you can find comfort in knowing you're not alone. As I mentioned in the introduction to this book, Tammy and I have been there. As a pastor and pastor's wife, we've also talked to many others as they've moved through this hard season, often unprepared, filled with more questions than answers, sometimes while still raising their own children. As you learned if you ever brought a newborn child into your home, people don't come with instruction manuals. Even if they did, how much good would that do? Every child is different. The same is true of our parents and us, because every parent and every child is unique. What you'll face in caring for your parents and the feelings you'll experience will be uniquely yours. Yet, in the big picture, you won't be alone. A 2015 study by AARP revealed that 34.2 million adults in the United States had been a caregiver to an adult 50 years or older in the prior 12 months. Another resource says that at least a third of all family caregivers care from afar. This tells us that many people not currently in the position of caregiver are likely to be one day. The Lord is my shepherd. Arguably, because it's the best known and most loved psalm, the 23rd Psalm has brought more peace and comfort to the masses than any other passage of Scripture. We can all use a little peace, comfort, and guidance as we deal with the daily task of caring for someone else, especially when that someone else is a parent. Throughout this book, we'll walk through this psalm together, applying it to the situations you'll face, not to provide cookie-cutter answers, but so you can personally encounter the Great Shepherd right where you are. Over the years, many sermons and books have influenced my commentary on the 23rd Psalm. Jerry Vines, James Merritt, Tony Evans, Philip Keller, and others have given me fresh insight on the passage. I'm grateful for their influence on my life, and I pray that just as their words have been a blessing to me, the words you hear in this book will be a blessing to you. Psalm 23, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Jesus tells us time and time again that He provides for those who follow Him. Everyone is following someone. Who is your shepherd? You are not alone. A fourth of all adult children are providing personal care or financial assistance to a parent. As many as 34.2 million adults in the United States are caregivers to an adult 50 years or older. A third of all family caregivers care from afar. I shall not want. If the Lord Jesus is your shepherd, you have everything you need. But that doesn't mean you have everything you want. The Bible doesn't teach a prosperity gospel that everyone who follows the Lord will be rich and have whatever they desire. It also doesn't teach a poverty gospel that if you want to follow Jesus, you have to sell everything you own and have nothing. We have a providential gospel. The Lord is everything we need and more. While Psalm 23 is often read at funerals, it's about all the days of your life.